Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, folks? This is The Diary. This is your host, Stacey Johnson, on this beautiful, beautiful Sunday, April 25th in Sacramento, California. It's me and Ray.
Hey.
Every Sunday from 3 to 4 and to this, you know, this is probably going to be one of those emotional ones because,
yeah.
You know, I have a whole lot of time to sit around and learn about how true we are.
Yeah, that's true.
And so, yeah, you do have a lot of time.
No, but it's easy to learn about.
You know, so my purpose always for this show has always been to educate people, not to just hear myself talk or say dumb jokes or clown Ray from time to time, but it is to educate people and to make regular people more aware of the things that are going on. So today we're going to just quickly finish up the cyberbullying stuff. We're going to talk about electronics and kids in the home and just some tips for parents and stuff, which makes absolute sense. And I don't know why the hell they didn't come up with this 15 years ago when I had mine at home, you know, catching them, Chris at 3, on them, looking at the porn at least twice in his little young lifestyle, you know. So it's like, okay, so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the life of Dorothy Hyde, who passed away this past week.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk about J.R. Reynolds and the tricky stuff now that they are no longer allowed to flavor tobacco. The other way they're trying to get kids hooked on tobacco and nicotine. I'm going to go over a very extensive review of derivatives that regular people need to understand. And this is the wake-up call part of it, because our financial system is built in such a way that, you know, we're kept in the dark about the things that are going on, although the things that are going on affect us directly. So I'm going to put a clear understanding to derivatives, and those are the things that brought AIG down, that brought down the whole economy. I'm going to put it in a way that regular people can understand.
And
hopefully
we need that.
And seeing the thing about it is funny, is like, well, we actually have to explain this stuff to people, because they're like, okay, they got the Tea Party crackpots and everybody wanting to kill Obama, thinking this is his fault when he just got stuck right deep in the pile of shit.
He hasn't even had time in the office to make it.
Right. There's nothing. He was a baby when this shit started. So we're going to go over that. And I will hopefully give a clear understanding. And once again, that's the point of the show, is to give clear understanding to the regular stuff that happens today that directly affects our lives. So that we're going to do that. And in Chico State, we're going to talk about the Nigerian student council president.
Of the student body.
Yeah, that got attacked after they called him a bunch of ends and whatever. Mm-hmm. A racist group attacked him. And you know why. I mean, you need to just stop. You know, I was thinking today, you know, racism like a Jerry curl.
Okay, explain more, please.
I mean, you shouldn't have either one. You know, it's so old. When have you seen somebody walking around with a damn Jericho? Racism, like, I mean, if you're black, racism is old and tired like a fucking Jericho.
Uh-huh.
Something you shouldn't even, nobody should even have.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But they do. You know, and you know, you got that one brother in the summer with it running down his back. But
you're making
it, especially up here in Sac, where they just found out slavery.
And that smell.
Yeah. But you know what? So, you know, all of that is like tired. So we need to just stop all of that stuff and attacking the dude, calling him that, all these militias. All of a sudden now we need militias because we have a black president. All of that shit is just bullshit. So we need to just cut it out. So this is The Diary. This is what we talk about every Sunday from 3 to 4. And it was just it was such a beautiful day today that I had to go to the park.
Oh, did you?
I went to the park.
Oh, right.
I went to the park. I went to, you know, Carl Jr. got me some meat. You know? I'm like, everybody else at the park all by
nature with the practical.
Right. Everybody else on bikes. You can even tell this new old lady, right? She got a bike. You can tell she just bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, her bike got tassels on the handlebars, and she just rolled it. No, that's not cute.
No?
No.
Why?
Take them tassels off if you're 55 years old.
Stop it. She can do whatever
she wants. No, those tassels, That no. let me know her last experience on a bike. Oh, but the kicker, no way, the kicker, you kept seeing her come back and then drive through the parking lot and go down the street. That let me know her last bike experience was when she was about 10, And her mama said, go to the corner, go to the driveway, and come back. Mm-hmm. But she's 55 and she still got the test. No, that's not the way. Here in Sacramento, yeah. It's like, see, you love Sacramento. But look, if you're 55, and you out there riding your bike,
you haven't had the opportunity.
There's another lady, she had a bike, she had a basket on the front. I'm like, that's cool because I could ride to the liquor store. You know what I'm saying? I would be the one with the basket, so I wouldn't drop my beer.
Or the grocery store to buy fresh vegetables.
Yeah, right. But you know what I mean? But the tassels, I wanted to take a picture so bad and put it on Twitter.
Why
did
you
like,
do it?
Because I didn't want the white lady to be scared at the black lady sitting in the car eating a burger.
Her hands by the handlebars and the...
No, I mean, them tassels kept flying by. I was dying. But yeah, that, her last bike experience was when she was 10.
Well, she's reawakening. I think that's great. Maybe she hasn't had the time because she's been working hard and raising kids all these years.
You know what? It takes a pair of scissors to take them tassels off before you go outside.
Maybe
on your bike.
Maybe you have a use of it.
Yeah,
I like it.
No.
I see.
If I see you on a bike with
some
pants, I'm going
to
pull my car over.
And
right in front of you.
Greater than have beads,
no. I'm going to cut the tassels off if you're 55. It's cute if you're 12.
I'm going to be 72.
It's kind of sad when you're 55. So this is the diary. What are we talking about today? Let's see. Wow. Let's get to it. A wake-up call to our country. Okay, we need a damn wake-up call. And the derivatives, see, we'll do that with the derivatives because my thing is, okay, America said we got to explain this. But if we explain it to them, they're going to be so pissed off. And I think that's where they realize, you know what, pissed off or not, America needs to know how we screwed them.
Mm-hmm.
Because now they want to kill Barack Obama and kill all the Democrats thinking it's their fault when really – it was a long time before that. So
right.
Now, the cyberbullying follow-up. You know, all I have to say to that is that, you know, parents, just watch your damn kids. Watch your kids.
Mm-hmm.
Teach them character. Teach them ethics. Give them some integrity. And watch them like you're supposed to. They're not puppies that you just get and take them out once in a while.
True.
Watch them. Watch what they do because what they do is a reflection of you.
Mm-hmm.
So all the cyberbullying shit, just means I'm not paying attention to my kid. And on top of that, even if I'm not paying attention to him, I'm not teaching him stuff to where he would automatically know in his heart of hearts that this stuff he's doing is wrong. And for those parents out there that help the kids do it, shame on you because you reap what you sow.
Oh,
and like I say, karma's got a GPS. She will find your ass.
Mm-hmm.
So don't trip. Along with that, I just want to throw out some stuff I heard this week, and let me get it, electronics and kids. Couple points, parents. If you got nieces and nephews, tell their mamas and daddies. Charging zones, downstairs by the door.
Mm-hmm.
Get a charging zone, and you already say, this won't happen yet. Remember, we talked about it, Kelsey wouldn't go for that, putting her phone away to where no disruptions, and that's the whole part of that.
Oh.
You put it at the charging zone.
Mm-hmm.
That way it's not getting, your kid's not getting texts all night long in the bed, responding.
Mm-hmm.
Keep it there. When you walk in the door, that's where it is. That's where I better see it. And when I go to sleep, when I wake up, I better see it there. So charging zones by the door, downstairs. Don't give your kids unlimited texting. You know what, kid, why do you need to have such a social life when you're a damn kid? You don't.
Okay.
You know, you don't. You don't. You don't need, I mean, you see them at school.
Mm-hmm.
That is healthy. That's where you are supposed to see them. You go home. You spend time with your family.
Mm-hmm.
If you got a homework group, that's more time you spend with your friends. But you don't need to go back and forth with the unlimited texting. And then half the time it's picture texting. So somebody's sending you pictures of their penis or something,
mm-hmm.
and limit the amount of texting that you let
Can
your kids
I ask
do.
A question?
Yes, you may.
What
you did raise your hand, so you're fully allowed.
Thank you.
Okay.
What do you think are the appropriate ages for like that? Would you say that's all the way until you're out of the house?
You
like
know
18,
what? All the way until you can pay for it yourself.
Okay.
So that's a good answer. That's most things. Until you can pay for it yourself, I'm in charge of how much or how little of it you're asking.
Okay.
And that's what parents don't do.
Right.
The kids run, including my own.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? I flashed and realized it wasn't right. You know, kids don't run the parents. So, yeah, until you
That's
pay
true.
For it yourself, you're lucky you even got a phone. first of all.
Oh, that's very
all right,
true.
Let's go.
They should feel that way about their little electronic
right.
musical.
Everything,
thing.
Everything. Now, another, number okay. three, electronic free zones. So some part of the house where the phone, that cell phone is not allowed.
Not allowed.
Living room, which is usually the best place.
Mm-hmm.
The living room. I don't want to see you texting while we watching TV. You know? And
okay.
that got me in trouble a couple of years ago at the party when Elijah was born. You know, I'm old school. We supposed to be having a family dinner.
Oh.
So I already don't like you, Elijah's daddy.
Oh, and
okay?
then he was
and then you texting like you all of
the,
what you call a shot caller baller. Put the goddamn phone down. I already don't like
wow.
you. All right? So put the phone down and be we praying, holding hands. No, I ain't going to hold his hand. Put the phone down. So that's why we need electronic free zones so
yeah.
I don't come over and go off and ruin the party.
Yeah.
I ruined the party and I wasn't even in Cali. Okay? I ruined
okay.
the party in New York. Okay? But that's how I was raised.
And that's starting to happen. I've heard people actually even talking about for adults in places like
the grocery store
or the grocery store where you
if
have
you're
to
in
hear.
Line. No,
yeah.
you better tell her. Put
exactly.
the phone down. Or I'm going in front.
We need boundaries.
You're not ready
absolutely.
To be checked out. All right. Four, no electronic time in the home. So certain days of the week, no electronics at all. Sunday would be the most wonderful day. You go in the living room when you can't have no electronics. On a Sunday, you can't go in the house. You sit together, you spend time together.
Mm-hmm.
And that might even be TV. No, not even TV.
Wow. But what about the Sunday political shows in the morning? Can I watch those
still? You're grown. We talk about TV. All right. Now, what they also say is good to do is to time yourself. Teens and parents, how much time do you sit on the Internet texting people? You know, Twittering people if it's not for a business reason, you know, just bullshitting time yourself. And
I like the way you threw it. If it's not for a business.
Right.
Because somebody's getting a little addicted.
Right, exactly. So now they say for kids, you getting pressure from your little badass friends that, oh, no, why you got to get off? I have to get off. Blame your parents. I told my kids, I don't know how many times
right.
I told Jeffy. Tell them I said.
Yeah.
What they going to do. You
I
know what I mean?
Use that with
tell them I said.
It works like a charm.
Exactly. Oh, your mama?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My mom
is blaming you.
Yeah. They're blaming everything else.
Goddamn,
what? Oh, I swear, back in the day, that's why I love my parents. I love my mom. I love you, mom, even though you clown me.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. 9 o'clock, they're off the phone.
Yeah.
Right?
A lot of this is old school.
New technology. We started smoking crack in the 80s. They forgot all about parents. Okay. But my mama got on the phone.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I remember.
I can't get off the phone. Not even nice.
It's
so you
true.
So you know, you don't want to be clowned. That was my thing, the no clown factor. No. Excuse me, I'll be going because Willa Mae Johnson will be clowning me in about 30 seconds. And then you go and tell everybody I got clowned.
Right.
So, you know, because my mama knew she was my mama, not my friend. She kicked my
Absolutely.
Ass if she needed to kick my ass. She told me what to do because she loved me, and parents need to get their shit together.
Right.
That's why you thinking about getting your shit together, I'm playing As I Love, Dr. Baby. We'll
okay.
be back. This is the Diary Out of Sack every Sunday from 3 to 4. We'll be back.
We'll be right back.
All right. That was the love doctor. And this is your love mama, Stacey Johnson, the director of the Association of African American Single Mothers, and a bunch of other stuff. And I'm here with Ray every Sunday from 3 to 4 on the diary. And, you know, I named it the diary and because, you know, I think a lot about my life and about things. And, you know, I honestly believe, you know, people suck. That
just begin.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, that's it. Okay. Now we're gonna go on. No, people suck, and you know, you shouldn't have a good life only because you know somebody or you just lucked up.
Yeah.
You know, everybody should really be given an opportunity to grow and to have a good life.
I agree.
And not, you know, just because you happen to be in the right clique or whatever.
It's unfortunate it's not based on the good that you do,
right.
What's in your heart.
Right,
but.
And that's the world, you know, that's
yeah.
people in the world, but that's not the reality of the universe and how it works. And
mm-hmm.
that's why I just want people to always know what you see happening, what people are doing and shit in the world isn't the way the universe is designed to work.
I agree.
So whatever you give out is what you're going to get back. So if you know a motherfucker out there that's just a dog,
mm-hmm.
let you know he's going to get that back. Just leave it in God's hands.
Yeah.
He's going to get that back.
Karma.
You know, it's karma. You know, and I used to think I was always such a good giving person to people all my life
mm-hmm.
because I always felt so, and it was just the way that I was made up. I don't know. I realize it now. And then some of the shit I was clowned for by my siblings when
yeah.
I was younger, you
the
know, laughing about singing about animals and crying about,
mm-hmm.
you know, they used to make fun. And now I know it was something that God gave me as a gift that I'd be able to use for a good reason when I was adult and really knew who I was.
Right.
So I don't know why I said that, but all of us have that obligation to do that in this world.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not rich, if things aren't going, because things are going, you know, not as I expected, but not as I expected. And I'm considering, people that know me, considering what has happened to me the last
mm-hmm.
couple months, you know, right?
Right.
I mean, I'm doing okay, you know?
Yeah.
And things are, you know, it's just amazing. What you put out there, you're going to get back.
Mm-hmm.
So always in the bottom, in the top, in the bottom, in the middle of your world, of your day, of your life,
mm-hmm.
always, and I could just say that to the end of the show, always put out good vibes about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
About, you know, and you can do that about the people that you love. If you're in charge of them, then that's your job. Like, you're in charge of your kids, so you're supposed to really put out there that, God, please bless my kids because I'm in charge of these kids.
Absolutely.
You know, and he definitely will. But mm-hmm. always put out there what you expect to get back. And don't worry about motherfuckers out there that are just dirty and grimy, because that's not the way the universe works. Dirty and grimy doesn't prevail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if it looks good right now, even though you know they're dirty and grimy, it doesn't prevail. What only those things that you do for the good of other people and for your good of your creator, those are the only things that last.
Right.
So being out there being dirty and grimy to people because you think you're getting over right now, it's not going to last. And that's what's going on in America today.
And I think it's important to remind people, too, that it's not just about the here and now, meaning this physical world and this physical time, that you might not think that things are going to come up for you that you're doing right now, but it doesn't only mean in, say, for a lot of people, at least religiously and
mm-hmm.
otherwise,
right.
spiritually, doesn't
right.
always just mean in this time,
right.
in this realm. You may be making your future for eternity.
Right.
Somehow.
And on the other hand, that God doesn't want to wait until you're on the other end of eternity to bless
right.
you either.
To bless you
yeah.
or to curse you.
Exactly.
Either.
It can happen
yeah.
either way. And,
so.
And it happens the way you put it out there.
Right.
There are great people out there in the world because they live that philosophy every freaking day. And I think in my personal life, I would be much further along, but I made a very irresponsible, bad choice. And I'll say it at the time, in a husband. So because I did, that stopped my flow for as long as it took me to raise my kids the proper way and to get them going. So I can, you know, I can restart, you know?
I think it enhanced
your It did, because God takes everything.
That's what happened to me.
But I know it enhanced
you know,
it, but it stopped it.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what I mean? I mean, you know, it stopped it. It enhanced it because God's always going to take, if you believe and trust in your God, mm-hmm. he's always going to take that shit and make it in concerning shit to shine over,
that's
like
true.
My mama said. You know, that's what's going to happen. So, yeah, absolutely, 100%. It enhanced me. It
absolutely.
Made me a better mom, probably.
Oh, absolutely.
And a better person, but it still stopped me.
It taught you something.
You refused.
I refused to say stop because you didn't. You just kind of veered to the left.
Right.
You kind of avoided one way.
So we go way off Dorothy Hyde, but see, that's kind of into my derivative.
She was a civil rights activist that definitely was not stopped by anything.
Right, that's right. So you can't let nothing stop you, man. And as long as I got breath, I'll be out here telling people that because, you know, you old farts that really don't want shit, I'm not really talking to you. I'm talking to somebody out there that may want something, if not for themselves, for their kids, man. Kids deserve the very best that you can give them. You know, we think, oh, just because they can't do nothing, we don't owe them nothing.
Mm-hmm.
No. You know, and I talked to my daughter. Me and my daughter had such a good conversation yesterday and today. And I told
her. She's a great young woman.
You know, and I told her, I said, you know, that's why I hate those parents that disrespect their kids.
Exactly.
And don't take good care of their kids mm-hmm. because they don't realize when their kids are grown, like you and 22, you have valuable information that you could give for me, your mother, at 45 that I can use. You know, but if I would have, as a mother, disrespected her whole life and not cared about her and not made her the person that she is, making her one, and my son, you know, not just her, but she's the one I got the real good business / mommy-daughter relationship with.
She's
maturing
faster than you.
Well, of course, girls do anyway. But I'm saying, you know, if I would have dogged out Jesse, Jesse wouldn't be sitting here, well, Mom, you do this, and then you do that, Mom, and this is called that. And I'm like, well, how could, I love you so much. And
that's
she's my daughter. You would have said, oh, my kid can't tell me nothing.
Right.
Bullshit. If you've done your job and you believe in your God,
exactly.
Your kid can do more for you than you can do for your stupid self.
Yeah, I agree.
Now, Dorothy Hyde, you are right. Boom.
Okay, so now you want me to just
go for it like I do. And this is taken from the History Channel, so we know it's real. This is the life of Dorothy Hyde.
Right. The leading female voice of the 1960s civil rights movement died at Howard University Hospital of an undisclosed illness. She was 98 years old. Hospital officials say Hyde had been held in serious condition at the hospital for several weeks before her death. Hyde was the leading female figure in the civil rights movement and a key organizer in the struggle for school desegregation and voting rights. That's so important. She was on the platform at the Lincoln Memorial during King's famous I Have a Dream speech, and was later a consultant for U.S. president and human rights leaders. She continued to speak about women's and civil rights well into her 90s. Now, there's an activist.
Yeah, okay, that's what you mean.
Exactly.
President
Barack Obama called her the godmother of the civil rights movement and praised her devotion to those struggling for equality. Dr. Hyde devoted her life to those struggling for equality, Obama said, and served as the only woman at the highest level of the civil rights movement, witnessing every march and milestone along the way.
Yes.
Let's see. She was born November 24th, 1912, in Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, let me stop you right there. When was her birthday?
March 24th, 1912.
All right. That lady and my daddy, mm-hmm. Willie Thomas Johnson, were born in the same year.
Oh, right on. Okay.
Okay. So that's
cool.
Good stock. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, that is very
cool. Those were some black people that remembered their grandparents who were slaves or something and said, this is not going to be for my next generation
and
for my kids.
And it actually, almost in a way, earth moving thing.
Right, right. It really
shifted history.
Yeah.
It could have been going along in one way.
Right.
They shifted it aside with nothing more than their will.
Right.
And
they got to turn around in their grave and see Tyler Perry getting an Image Award for acting like an ignorant Negro.
Right. Exactly.
You know?
Great point.
Thank
you. I love that.
I like great point.
What were you
getting? All right, keep going.
That was great. American civil and women's rights activist widely respected and influential leader of organizations focused primarily on improving the circumstances of and opportunities for African American women. She raised in Rankin, Pennsylvania, Height graduated in 1933 from New York University with both bachelor's and master's degrees in educational psychology. She was involved in social service for some 6 decades, 4 of them as president of the National Council of Negro Women, an umbrella organization that comprises civic, church, educational, labor, community, and professional groups. Her involvement with the Young Women's Christian Association, that's the YWCA that we all know, facilities.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what that means? See, look at me. I know. I thought it was a bunch of white women, so I don't know. All right, good.
Young Women's Christian Association, facilities.
I hate being ignorant.
Dating to the 1930s led to her advocacy of improved conditions for black domestic workers.
Okay.
To her election to the national office within the YWCA, and to her involvement with that organization's integration policy.
Okay.
So she's probably responsible for making sure that every, you know,
right,
that we get to get in. In 1957, she became the 4th president of the NCNW, that was the National Council of Negro Women.
Right.
And she spearheaded through the civil rights struggles of the 1960s by organizing voter registration in the South, education in the North, and
solidarity
for student civil rights workers.
You say vote and rage is hearing it.
In the 1970s, she helped the NCNW win grants to provide vocational training and assist women in opening businesses.
Okay. Very good.
Height subsequently used her position to call on the black community to make itself more independent, placing special emphasis in the 1990s on drawing young people into the organization to join the war against drugs, illiteracy, and unemployment. She has also served as a social services expert on local, state, and federal government committees concerning concerns with women's issues. Before retiring in 1996, she helped secure funding for a national headquarters for the NCNW in the historic Sears House in Washington, D.C., where the organization also housed its Dorothy I. Height Leadership Institute. And the numerous honors bestowed upon her include the Presidential Medal of Freedom in 1994.
Woo!
I do have to say that she has some great quotes. One of her quotes was that she stole actually from Frederick Douglass was the 3 effective ways to fight for justice is to agitate.
Oh, well, damn, we got the right track.
There you go. And she also says, if the time is not right, we have to ripen the time.
We are on the right track.
Those are just 2 beautiful quotes from such a wonderful woman that really, you know, forged the path for a lot of us in America, you know.
Yep. Yay to Dorothy Height. There we go. And we need some new ones to be invented, but I think we're on the right track.
I think so.
I think we're on the right track.
I think so.
Now, you know, I wanted to also mention, we talked about Friday when we were here, you know, chilling and twitting and the first black Supreme Court justice.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, tell me what you know, just real quick.
Okay.
Give it a minute. Off the top of your head, don't look for notes.
Okay, but I did have
notes.
Oh, no. Okay. But no, it's sounding great. She is a school teacher.
Okay.
In the past, she was a school teacher, so she's got that foundation of working outside of the court. She's been in the, I think it's the 7th Circuit Court of Appeals or something like that.
That's
where she is now.
Okay.
And
they wanted to be somebody that's been outside the world.
Yeah,
right? That's why they're looking.
Yes.
And that makes so much sense.
Yes, and she's a very good candidate. She is what they consider her to be a moderate in her viewpoint. The fact that she's a woman and the fact that she's a black woman is absolutely wonderful to the...
Yeah, to everybody.
You know, it being...
A black woman? Come on now.
Right. It being as permanent a post as it is.
It's black women keeping a black race going.
Absolutely. And we do have other candidates that are nice to look at as well, as far as being a woman that has done something.
No, a black woman.
Right.
There are others.
I was saying that's Ann Claire Williams, and she's a black woman.
Okay.
She was born in 1949. She used to teach third grade, and Ronald Reagan and Bill Clinton both appointed her to different positions.
Okay.
So she's a great. We also have somebody who's not a justice, not a lawyer, not in the law, Deval Patrick.
Okay.
He's a guy. But he's black.
Okay, good.
And he is he's the governor of Massachusetts.
Okay.
You may have remembered him.
He's a nice looking guy.
Yeah, that from Harvard Law School. He's a friend of Obama. He spoke at the convention.
I've seen him. Mm-hmm.
And he is a dark horse kind of.
You know who I love is that black dude from Detroit. Is he Detroit? I don't know. Corey. His name is Corey.
Last name?
First name. And he's so cool and he's so cute. And he just he's got the biggest smile. And he's been on a couple shows, but I guess the state was the first 30 days with no murders or something.
Oh.
And since he's been governor, mayor, I don't even know.
The mayor of Michigan, the governor of Michigan is a woman.
Okay, maybe whatever. I don't know but of his city, I think it's his city. But, and he's been doing great things. But I just know people... If you got that great smile, you attract so many. I mean, his great smile, and you could just see his realness coming out.
Get me
him.
His name.
Yeah, I'm there. Yeah,
for you.
Definitely.
Look.
And speaking of names, we said we're gonna get up some on Angela Davis. We got to do a little look up on Angela Davis.
And I do have some stuff on her that we can talk about next time out.
Right. So we're gonna drum up. We're gonna take a break, but before we do, we go. We're gonna come back and we're gonna talk about this derivative stuff and put it in terms where regular people can understand. But, I also wanted to mention, the things that's going on in Arizona, all that passed, what I'm saying?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And I just wanted to say, black people, corporations don't necessarily mean they're going to give you a check.
Mm-hmm.
You just may get a break. You know what I'm saying? So in Arizona, I think they just gave every black person in Arizona some reparations by passing that law. Come on now. They're going to be so busy pulling over Mexico.
Oh, you mean you are pot? You think of some Arizona law as a positive?
For black
absolutely
people?
Absolutely never. No.
No.
That's
reparations.
Stacey.
Move to Arizona, black people.
Because
they're going to be so, that's how slavery started. You know that. That's how it was so easy to enslave black people. Because there was no doubt.
Why would we want it ever to happen to anybody else?
That's not
anymore.
I don't want that to happen, but I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
It's like the fucking Gestapo with an SS.
Get legal. Get legal. Just like Dorothy Height. She said she was for workers' rights. Well,
that's
can I talk? Let me talk. Because you know what? We got a whole bunch of issues, but that's why we were so easy to be enslaved, because there was no doubt who was black.
Okay,
same thing here. Get legal. We're from California. I'm from Southern California. There are a lot of things that black people have not been able to do or have because of that illegal immigration bullshit. And then on another level, they cannot guarantee that illegal aliens will get fair pay for their work or anything else until they enact the law.
Mm-hmm.
So if you love fucking America so much, come over here like the fucking Irish did, okay? Come over here like everybody else that came over here to add something to the country, not just to rob the country.
You know what I'm saying?
No, they add, you know what they add? They add a whole bunch of cheap-ass labor. And then they put their kids, they come over here and they got 50,000 fucking kids, and then everybody legal once they got one kid. That's not fair to our fucking country. I don't care what their kids are.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have they put them kids out? They don't put them kids and the parents out. They don't put them out.
Okay, well, we're going to have to
agree. Okay, so, no, but I'm saying fair is fair. You don't have to agree.
I'm just saying that fair is fair.
I don't care. Get legal. Simple thing. Get legal. I am legal.
Okay?
And I'm legal. So, yeah, black people, I don't care what she's saying. Go take your ass in. And in 5 or 6 years, you know what? Not only, and once again, it's not just that. I'm saying that jokingly. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're going to be so big because they were so busy pulling over black people. Okay, now they're going to be, because they're going to pull somebody over. I'm tired of them pulling over black people. So if you enact this law.
I can say
so enact the law. Enact the law and let everybody get legal. Uh-huh. If you love my fucking country so bad, get legal. I'm sure they'll make it real easy for you. That way, everything that you get, everybody, I'd rather hire a Mexican than a black person. Well, you won't have a choice. And then once again, you can't any longer have those big just swarms of illegal aliens behind Home Depot to get your daily work and give them $20.
Where are the black people standing there?
Well, they're there. Okay. They're there. Yeah, they're there. Because I've talked to them. They're there.
Okay.
So don't see you back.
No,
you bad white people. Where are the black people? Have you? They're there.
No,
but you know what?
People out there.
But you know what? They're not gonna be out there. They're not. They don't need to be out there. They don't need to be. White people don't need to be out there.
Of course they do.
Because
of poor white people.
No, but you know what? They'll give you a job. Lorraine, come on, wake the fuck up. They'll give any white thing a job before they will give it to a black person. And my perfect example is this. When I was self-employed, when I fixed pagers and cell phones, I hired somebody because I felt sorry for his ass. He was white. He was illiterate. He was on disability. So I let him live in my shop, and he watched my shit. Okay? When the business went over, they gave that motherfucker a job. He is illiterate, Lorraine. Do you think they would have given a black illiterate man that can't read? He can't even read. But he's working at the donut shop.
I do understand it.
You know what I'm saying?
Do.
And that happens all day long.
Right,
so the white man don't need no fucking help.
I just got a different way of getting
I get there the way life kicked my ass.
Okay.
And that's what I see in the street.
All right.
It's bad. Yeah, we going to stop all the Mexicans.
I think it's
because they might be.
Telling your
that's reality, though. That's reality. If you have this experience, that's your reality.
Okay,
that's my reality. I have black boys that can't get a job because the white man said, I'd hire a Mexican. Yeah, because he's illegal, and you can pay him for $6 less than you got to pay my legal son.
Yes.
That's bullshit.
Okay.
So, like I said, reparations can happen this way, can happen that way.
Reparations off of anybody's back.
You know what? You don't want reparations off nobody's back.
Right.
I don't want to hear nobody black say that because this country was built off the backs of people that look just like you.
Exactly.
It's fair play. It ain't like you out there doing it.
Sign up.
What do we do? What do we do? When we let all the elite. Well, something different?
Uh-huh.
What's something? That's vague as fuck. What do we do? What do we do? What do we do, Lorraine? What do we do? What do we do to make these motherfuckers hire Chris and Freddie as opposed to Juan and Jose? What do we do? We make them fucking get legal and do it the right way. That's what we do. I got sons that live this shit, so don't tell I'm so sorry. Nobody's sorry about slavery. I ain't heard nobody say they sorry about that shit and the shit that goes on year after year, generation after generation. Nobody's sorry for that shit.
Okay.
So I'm not sorry. Black people, move to Arizona, get your reparations. All right, so we're going to take a break. Now, I'm going to play Reclaim Our Home. That's more appropriate. That's appropriate. Go to Arizona and reclaim your shit.
Are you the warrior?
No, officer, I'm just doing a radio show. We okay. We okay up in the hood. Get from my dog, unless you got a warrant, anyway. Anyway, okay, this is the diary. You know, she said, ooh, activist. You know, I love my people. You know, what's good for the fucking goose is good for the gander.
Activist is good. I think there's a couple of different ways we can go about solving the problem, and your way is good,
but
solving
all the Mexicans
better. My way. I think we need to use those numbers. We need to be brown and black together and get things done.
You know, no. I think. You know what? We should have been doing that like the past 40 years, but ain't nobody trying to get it together with no black, and I'm tired of that shit. From Jesse Jackson, Al Sharp. You know, like I said on Twitter, you know, Al and Jesse will show up once your ass been beat or shot. Okay, but trying to prevent that shit, I don't really, okay, you talked about it, yeah, it's new. But, you know, my brother should have had, like, a 30-year track record of success by now. You know what I mean? And if you're not, just step the fuck to the side, because there's too many young black men, and that's really all I'm concerned about. Because, you know, as they go, so goes our culture. You know, if we let them all die, become gay, brothers on the down low, giving their wives AIDS. You know, I mean, being gay is okay.
Right.
But don't give it to your wife. You know, we got all that kind of shit going on.
Yeah,
because
true.
The black man's so confused. He don't know if he's a girl or a woman. He don't know. He got all these white women he don't know what to do with. And as soon as it goes bad, he loses everything and don't realize it. You know, it's so important to do the right thing. So derivatives. We gonna
go to first call in number, please.
Call in number. Okay. Let's do this, because the derivative thing is really important that you guys know what's going on. Call in if you want to. You know, somebody might just call and cut me out after
I think you should call
me. Give them the call.
They'll tell you how right I am.
917-889-9946. Okay, derivative. Now, I'm going to give it to you in a way that they did on the news. I'm like, yeah, that's a good way to explain it to people.
Okay.
Say, for instance, no, derivative is basically an insurance policy against something happening.
Okay.
Okay, so in financial terms. So... you know, if you have insurance companies, you'll see a lot of insurance companies that say insurance company, quote, and financial services.
Okay.
Well, they do a bunch of different things in order to make money for people. And people with a lot of money are able to do things that the regular people like us that, you know, we can get credit cards, we can have savings accounts, we can have 401ks,
mm-hmm.
we can have homes that increase in value, so that's how we get money.
Okay.
You know, that's regular you and me.
Right.
But then they have people way at the top that, you know, my daughter thinks part of the Illuminati, right? All these people at the top, they're able to have these what they call financial instruments
mm-hmm.
that can protect them, help them make money. And what happened is that they invented some that they didn't really process them the way that they should.
Okay.
And everything blew up. Because there were no regulations,
uh-huh.
you know, and that's the key. There were no regulations to prevent this stuff. Everybody kind of went fuck the whole hog wild, you know.
Okay.
They just let the hoes come in. Everybody was just, everybody was a big money orgy.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, well, there's no regulation. Let's just do it. Let's inflate the value of these homes. Let's just do this shit. So a derivative is basically an insurance policy where you can place a bet. It's a bet.
Wow,
it's a bet.
Really?
That something will or will not happen.
How can it be insurance and a bet?
Exactly, Lorraine.
Oh.
Exactly.
Okay.
It cannot be. And because it was, you know, we talked about it a long time ago. Insurance is not a bet. Insurance is a cushion for you in the event.
That, right?
In the event that something happens, you're mm-hmm. paid out. You know, insurance, well, yeah. insurance have laws and principles, and insurance is highly regulated.
Okay.
That's why anytime an insurance company like will boost their premium, they want to buy $200 less,
uh-huh.
they immediately are investigated because
okay.
insurance companies have regulations.
Okay.
But these instruments were negotiated in ways where they were insurance companies negotiated these things.
Okay.
And that's what happened to AIG. Okay? They negotiated things they should have not been negotiating.
Like over their head.
Over their
right.
head. Now, let's get back to what a derivative is.
Okay.
Say, for instance, I have my old Nissan Sentra I gave Jessie.
Oh, my God.
Okay, and I know that Jessie's 15, and she's going to be driving that car.
Okay.
So you know Jessie's going to have an accident. She's 15. She's gone. She got this car. She's going to have an accident.
Uh-huh.
So a derivative is I'm buying insurance, even though I don't own the car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. Jessie's not my daughter. You are going to buy an insurance policy on the hope that Jessie is going to crash into that fucking tree.
Based on, like, probability.
Right, right. Because you know she's going to run, you know.
Okay.
So not only me, her mom has
right.
an interest in Jessie. I'm going to buy an insurance policy because I have an interest in her.
Okay.
Okay, that's what the insurance company is supposed to only be able to do, is sell me, the one who has a direct interest in that car and that girl, a policy.
Okay.
But what AIG did was sell you a policy. You don't have no interest in Jesse. That's not your car. So insurance regulation automatically says you shouldn't have done that in the first damn
right.
place. Because we know Jesse's a teenage driver. She's going to fucking crash into the tree. So that means we're going to have to pay out on these policies. You see what I mean?
Okay.
So I got one because I have an interest. You bought one. You told your friend to buy one because, like, look, we got this bet. This girl ain't but 14. She got this truck with all this power.
She's
going
to use her like a commodity.
Exactly. That's what it is. That's a derivative. So that's a bet.
Mm-hmm.
So what the bets were, what they did, they put together all of these mortgages
uh-huh.
from Shaquanda that only worked at McDonald's, but trying to buy a $500,000.
Uh-huh.
We
yeah.
know Shaquanda is going to default. So credit default swap, that's what those are. So somebody
wow.
went and said they put these hedge funds together, and hedges are simply bets.
Stacey, it sounds like they just play games with our lives.
They just play games with our lives, and your house, and your house, and your house, and your
wow.
house. So now how everything hit the fan, AIG is the perfect example.
Okay.
So they was like ball of the shot, caller with the shit. They were selling all kind of policies because
okay.
they knew Shaquanda was not going to be able to make that fucking payment. So when Shaquanda didn't pay and the credit default and it was over and it was time to pay out on the policy,
mm-hmm.
well, AIG didn't have the money. They didn't have the money to back up all the premium that they took in.
Wow.
So because insurance is federally funded, what did the fucking government have to do? Federally fund all of those credit default swaps.
Okay. So.
And who got the short end? Well, sorry, you're going to lose your house. You know, because we knew you were losing your house anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So AIG, everybody that had AIG insurance, they were going to lose. I mean, they weren't going to be able to honor the contract, basically, that's what insurance is,
right.
of their policyholders. So AIG was too big. AIG is like one of the biggest insurance companies out there. Okay.
It is still?
Probably not. I don't know now, but I'm saying at the time. So AIG, so little Jesse finally ran into the tree. So every ball of 50,000 people you sold the policy on
mm-hmm.
wants to be paid now.
Okay, because their bet came up.
Their bet
okay.
came up, and they good.
Mm-hmm.
So I need my money, motherfucker.
Right.
And
they don't have
and
it.
And they don't have it. And that's how that happened.
Wow.
So the regulation is, now they say that in this country, this has been going on for years. Okay?
Okay.
But because of, I mean, they just went like fuck wild with it. You know, they got on the phone and said, just bring over all the hoes you want. We got about 2 years to do this. And people knew it was going to happen because, once again, they put these things together.
No.
They
really
put it,
didn't
they
know.
Knew Shaquanda didn't, McDonald's is not going to
they
support.
Have a way of thinking that it could just float endlessly? Like
they
forever.
Didn't care. They didn't care because
didn't
people
care
kept biting.
Did or not.
People kept biting.
They got there.
Yeah, they got there.
Wow.
You know, so the reform okay, now go back to this. This happens all the time. I know. This happens all the time. So I think they say there are $60 trillion in derivatives across the country. Okay, that threatens our economy.
Just 60 trillion.
Just 60. So what people are saying, well, you know, banks are like, well, we've done this for years, and if you put regulation on this shit, this 60 trillion, I can't make this money every year, and what's going to happen? You know, and then what our government is saying, well, you know, this does go on legally.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Right.
What they want to do is a lot of this credit default swap shit was happening over the counter.
Uh-huh.
The term is over the counter instead of in an exchange,
right,
where it's watched, it's regulated. And all they want these motherfuckers like AIG to do, if you're going to sell this shit, have the capital in the bank,
right,
bank up when Jesse Ron takes to the fucking tree.
Show me the money.
Show me, and that's all this
right
is about.
Okay. Show me the money before you make the deal.
Right. And see, the thing about it, they have to hide what they actually did because, like you said, well, wait, babe, that means they just fucked over everybody. So, yeah, so that's why all your 401k, they had to get that money.
Right.
You lost that money.
Yeah, take it.
They needed that money from, you know, all of your 401k mutual funds probably had a little piece of this bullshit in it.
Right.
So when that hit the fan, there went your money. You know, and then I saw more Caucasian people with this blank stare on their face, like at the end of 08.
Yeah.
You know, they were just about to retire, and they're like, Stacey, my stuff is like half of what it was. And I was like, you know what, Buzz? Somebody owed me. Somebody owed me $50,000 in child support, so I'm really not feeling your pain.
It's like the,
you know, you live in
that Bernie Mac shop.
Right.
Some guy.
Right. So, yeah, Bernie May, all of them. I mean, you guys, and I don't see a whole bunch of black people at the heads of the tables fucking people over.
No,
you know what I'm saying?
No.
But, you know, the one thing that is, you know, whether people, you know, we use God, a lot of us use God for a bunch of different reasons, but America definitely has pimped God, and from the Catholic Church on over. But you know what? And if you read your Bible, whether, you know, whatever, Old Testament, New Testament, God is a God of justice, and he dislikes injustice. So it may take 50 years, it may take a year, it may take 3 days, but if you dirty and you are unjust, it's gone, and America's it. This is a new America. That's why me and my daughter say, hey, you know, don't worry about, you know, your job, you know, because they don't give a fuck about you. Let that be something you do just because you ain't got shit else to do. But you need to make a future that depends on you and solely you, because this country, you know, they ended slavery.
So your advice would be not to invest your future in what you do.
Not in a job. Get
that's
a future for yourself. Be an entrepreneur, you know, because you call them shots yourself. And in California, it's at will. As soon as you're like me, you start talking enough shit, I'm like, ooh, I can't wait till that Employee Free Act shit passes because I'm going to be the union president. And you know what? Fuck them. Do your own thing, because you know what? Slavery ended back then, but they had to figure out another way to do it.
This is the new frontier.
This is the new frontier, baby, and you need to wake up and realize you are part of it. You know, I'm so happy I have my job, but no, okay?
It's not going
to
be there.
That's why, thank God, they passed health care reform.
They're just waiting to find a way to pull them out from underneath.
You know, when the cable guy came and put my cable in, he's telling me the story about his wife. And how, you know, our stories were similar. You know, one minute you're doing good, next minute they got a reason to tell you to take a hike. And I was like, you know what, it's just, they can do that. Because we put our country in the hands of corporations.
Absolutely.
I mean, they in their hands. So
absolutely.
I can't even get business from people that would buy my lunch because corporations got them so tied up. Well, you can't do business with anyone that's been, you know, released from us for 4 years, and instead of like being men and women of character telling you that shit, oh no, they just avoid your phone call. You know, and that's the kind of shit that God is tired of. I'm tired. It's like a Jerry curl. It should not fucking exist. You should not see anybody out there with one.
And we shouldn't have so many import country. We are import country all the
Right. It's got to stop. So this is a new time in America. And you know what? Quote from Thomas Jefferson. That's why I love Colin Powell, because I was watching something about him, and he, you know, about Africans in America. And that's my favorite show to watch from the History Channel. And Colin Powell said, you know, a quote from Thomas Jefferson, you know, when slavery was boiling over, they didn't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
And Thomas Jefferson said, well, if there is a God, we will pay for this. Pay up, motherfucker. It's time to pay up.
Okay.
It's time to pay up.
And
so
that
all that militia, get your gun, all that shit, you know what? We got God on our side.
And your people at the Southern Poverty Law Center actually found 9 people that they put on their watch list.
You know, get your gun, because that's the, you know, white America's notorious. That's what they do when they feel threatened. They kill the motherfucker. They killed Abraham Lincoln. They killed Martin Luther King. They kill Bobby Kennedy. They kill John F. Kennedy.
Exactly.
They kill what?
So true.
They kill. They may kill my motherfucking ass.
Like wake up.
They kill. They show blood, and then got the nerve to fucking go and make a Saddam sit in a hole until they killed his ass. You know what? God is a God of justice, baby, and it's not the justice that you see. It's the justice that He made. God is a God of justice. So, like it or not, everybody's going to get what they got coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why karma is so important.
Yes,
That's what we started with. Put it out there, baby. That's what you're going to get back. So, militia, you know what? Look at your history. All you've done is walk over, motherfuckers. You don't know. Obama's not going to make white. I saw that shit, Obama. Presidency equals white slavery. I know that's your biggest motherfucking fear.
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's ignorance, man. And that's their biggest fucking fear.
Are you serious?
But then, you know, you're going to feel a little bit of my great-great-grandparents' pain, because you know what?
Exactly.
Whatever, motherfucker, whatever.
White slavery?
Yeah. Right.
How many presidents we
it's
have?
Like it's like a fucking Jerry Curl. It's like a Jerry Curl. It should not.
That phrase?
It shouldn't happen. It shouldn't be. Nobody should have it.
Nobody should have it.
That's why racism is tired. Should have it. Put your gun back. Get all the ammo you fucking need. You know, and like I said, one last thing in our minute.
Okay.
I was at the gas station. Oh, you know, the two white people talking about 2022 of that movie. Oh, it's really going to happen like that. You know what? You didn't worry about that shit happening when Bush was going in and killing.
What is it, 2012?
The movie, about the Mayan and how they said the end of the world is going to be. And they really... You know, black man become president,
and
this motherfucker
is going
to end. He's ready to end it all for everybody. You know what I mean?
That is comical.
Okay, and Chico Stay Doom. Attack a racist group. Nigga, slash, blah, 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 blah. He survived. Of course, he's a black man. He's from Africa. Well, he's got to survive. But you know what? I want that to let black men know the power that you have.
And he's adorable, too.
You have power. You have power. That's why you able to fuck up so much.
You're
because you have power. Use that shit in the way you're supposed to use it. This is the diary. We love you. Have a good week. We love you. Meet us again next week,
Absolutely.
3 to 4. We love you, baby. We out. So today was good. I went a little crazy. I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It was good. It's just difference of opinion in some ways. I like that.
Lord knows we can't do that here.
You know what? I think that's important because then it makes us.
You know, I get hot about that stuff, you know? There's so many in my mind, in my heart, you know, so many injustice to black people. And we just get so used to it that, you know, even we don't even fight for it. So it's like, you know what? Let's go by some damn rules. Every time we go outside, people expect black people to follow the damn rules. We worried about driving. We worried about this. We worried about getting a job. We worried. Well, you know what I mean? We got to follow the fucking rules.
Right.
You know, how you think you can?
Right.
You know, and then totally take over. You know what I mean?
Take over and act like we don't have a right to be upset.
Right, exactly. So I don't want them to target anybody because, Lord, you know, we've been targeted since we came here. That's why we're here. We were the target.
Exactly.
You know, so I know about being targeted.
I know you do.
You know, get right. You know, and then maybe our people can get some fucking opportunity if everybody here.
Yeah.
You know, that's all I'm talking about. So go get your reparations.
Right on, sister.
That's all I'm saying. Go to Arizona, get some damn reparations, and point your finger every time you see him pulling over Mexican.
Right.
I love you. I love Mexican food. I love Mexican. I think I'm part Mexican.
There
my son's a Puerto Rican. You know, they say, oh, Stacey, you're racist. No, I'm a realist, you know? I mean, that's something like, it's hard for me to say a black person is a racist. You know, because we've been racism is because of us. That's something you chose to do to me. So I'm a reactionary racist. Hey, I like that.
Stacey, that's really good. And you know what? I'm going to interview you one day.
Do that.
I am.
Do that.
And we can use it all over.
Yeah, all over the world. Because that's what we're going to do.
Absolutely.
Right. Let's have another drink.
All right, let's do it.
And you got to go to Twitter. Go to my Twitter and see that I took a picture of the baby ducks. I said baby ducks right before.
Beautiful
baby ducks.
Springtime.
Okay. All right. Lovely. But let's go.
All right.